why we call it Wildlife Wednesdays with Trish Prendergast. We should call it Let's Go Back to Bed with Trish Prendergast. Good morning, buddy.
It's like 8 degrees. Why would you not be rugged up in bed still? Come on.
Some of us have to work.
Well, it's my day off.
Yeah,
you know?
All right. Okay, so move over then. We're all hopping into bed with
okay.
you. I'm keeping my socks on. I hope you don't mind.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
How do the wildlife go in these cold conditions?
Well, some of them love it, you know. With this cold weather, I spoke a couple of weeks ago about the echidnas. They absolutely love the cold weather. And we're getting a few calls lately of them coming out again.
Wow, really?
So, yeah, and it's obviously a bit more in rural areas, Deering and Jensen and out here at Black River rather than kind of in suburbia.
Yeah, funnily enough, I've not seen any walking to Cafe Dominion in the city, so.
Yeah, no, it's not their thing. No. But, you know, and most people are alerted with their dogs barking, and it's normally at some ungodly hour, like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, when they're getting home from clubbing on Flinders Street.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, the best thing people can do is, of course, just tie their dog up for the night and the echidna will move on. We don't like to move them at all because if it's a female, sometimes they will bury the what's called a puggle, which is their baby.
Yes.
At the base of a tree in the soft dirt there, and
wow.
they'll go off looking for termites, and then they'll come back and feed the baby. So you don't want to move the mum away because
no.
then the baby will starve to death.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, normally we just leave them in people's yards. But if you do get one, people can call a wildlife phone and ask for advice.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, take care on the roads if you see them as well.
Wow.
They're pretty cool little animals. I've had two in my backyard in the last 12 months.
What don't you have in your yard? We're friends on Facebook and you're consistently getting more and more animals. What was it, 2 ducks the other day?
No, my geese.
Oh,
they're
geese.
Absolutely wonderful. I love them to bits. They're so
Look at
friendly.
Me go.
They're the best guard dogs ever.
They are fantastic apparently, aren't they? Yeah.
Much better than my Rottweiler.
There's not much you don't have, let me tell you right now.
No.
And last week we were talking about plenty of snakes still on the move. Is that still the case this week?
Yeah, it is. And, it's cold now, but we've had, 2 days of cold weather this week, and we're going to be warm up again soon. So we don't really get a winter, so our snakes really don't hibernate. They do kind of lay low on these chillier mornings and nights. But still getting quite a few carpet pythons around 8, 9 o'clock at night, start going on the move, crossing over people's lawns and on their way looking for something to eat. So, again, just take your dogs away so that the dogs don't hurt the snake and just let it pass on and move through. So the ones that are more active at night time are those carpet pythons and tree snakes, not generally brown snakes or taipans. We can safely kind of say that most of the ones they'll see at night are non-venomous.
Friendly ones.
But, of course, you know, if anyone sees a snake, they treat every snake as venomous. If they can get a photo of it from a safe distance, I'm Tails on Snake Handler on Facebook, so they can flick it through to me or text it through to me, and I can definitely ID it for them and give them some advice.
Well, we'll let you, the cats, the dogs, the horse and the geese get back to bed. Trish, thanks for the catch-up.
No worries. Have a good day.
You too. Bye, buddy.